5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's time to talk about the great Eastern Conference final between the Rangers and Lightning, of course. It's 2-2 now after Tampa Bay blew them out in Game 4 at Amalie in the Gulf Coast, 4-1. And then you remember the 3-2 stunning Palat late goal with 42 seconds left to win Game 3 to make it a 2-1 series. So now that it's even, everything has changed as they head back to New York. Jacob Trouba said, we're one of three teams left here. You expect their best. You want their best. And we want to show that we can beat the best. We feel we're an up-and-coming team. We've arrived. We want to play these games. Now they go to the world's most famous on tonight's Game 5, where they have been absolutely unbelievable. The Rangers are on an 8-game winning streak at home. Their only loss was to the Penguins in triple overtime in Game 1 of the opening round. They've been so unbelievable at home compared to on the road. At MSG, they average 4.2 goals a game and give up 2.2 goals per game. On the road, the Rangers average 2.4 goals per game and give up 3.6 goals per game. Remember, they struggled in every road game in Pittsburgh and in Carolina until they won Game 7 in Raleigh. That was the difference for them, coming up big when it mattered most, and they did. Here they are again, knotted at twos, Game 5 tonight, and it's going to be unbelievable. Gallant said, I'm hoping it's a homer series. That's what it looks like so far. We're pretty good in our building. They're pretty good in their building. He said, they better be calm. They better go out and play harder. It's a 2 out of 3 now. We have the home ice, but we've got to play better. I got to tell you, I didn't think the Rangers showed up on Tuesday night at Amalie. I just thought they went through the motions. I thought they played like crap. They didn't hit. They didn't skate. They didn't do anything. They literally threw Game 4 out the door. They were down 3, whatever. All I know is, how in God's name do you not show up for an Eastern Conference Finals Game 4, whether it's at home or on the road? I mean, it is the conference finals, for Christ's sakes. You've got to show up and play 60 every single night and be prepared to play another period of overtime or 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever it takes. The Rangers looked like they were playing in a game in November on the road. They just absolutely sucked. I thought that was a piss poor performance. I don't think they did anything right. I mean, I know they got a power play goal. So what? They already lead the NHL in the postseason in power play goals. They just weren't good at all in any area on Tuesday night. you know, Cooper talked about the fact that Vasilevskiy wasn't the same after he had a 9-day break between sweeping the Panthers and then playing the Rangers. In the first two games in New York, Vasilevskiy got lit up. He posted an 82 save percentage and a .480 goals against average and a minus .386 goals saved above expected at 5-on-5. He was terrible. It was like you didn't even recognize him in goal because he's the best goalie in the world, and he didn't look anything like it. Meanwhile, Igor Shesterkin, he's going to win the Vezina as the top goalie this year in the league. He was 96% save percentage at 5-on-5 in those two opening Ranger wins to build a 2-0 series lead. But when they went to Tampa, everything changed. Vasilevskiy didn't allow an even-strength goal and posted a 95 save percentage overall in those two wins. Igor, meanwhile, was 93 save percentage at 5-on-5 and a 92 save percentage overall on the streets in Tampa. Cooper said that Vasilevskiy got his mojo back. Now that he's getting some games under his belt, he looks great. The Rangers didn't think that they challenged him enough in games 3 and 4. I already told you, they laid down in game 4. They didn't do jack. Chris Kreider said it wasn't second and third chance opportunities in the first two home games. It was moving from east to west, across the middle of the ice, getting the puck off your stick in less than half a second. I don't care who's in that. Every goalie in the world struggles with a puck that goes east-west, has to battle through traffic, and then when it gets released on net, they can't get set for it. That's what gives us our best chance. He said, to a man, I think we can say that we all received a pass Tuesday night, got it, picked our head up, tried to pick a spot as opposed to getting it off quick. Even if he makes a save, the rebound is going to be hard to control off a pass like that. In the first couple of games, that's how we found success. Bottom line, I think that Vasilevskiy was better than Igor in Tampa, but I thought both of the goalies, and the numbers prove it, played well overall. So how about when Cooper moved Cirelli off the top line and put him on a line with Hagel and Killorn? He said the goal was to stop Zibanejad, Kreider, and Vetrano, who factored into 4 even-strength goals in the Rangers' 2 wins at the Garden in games 1 and 2. In Game 3, that Cirelli line was plus 19 in shot attempts. In Game 4 Tuesday, shot attempts were an even 15-15. But in both games, they kept the Rangers' top scorers off the board when it was 5-on-5 hockey. Zibanejad said, it's a good line. They have their role to do. I thought we created a little bit more offense in Game 4. Like we said earlier in the playoffs, we just have to worry about ourselves and not too much about who we're playing. Yeah, I didn't see any offense in Game 4 at all from the Rangers. Who are you kidding? Alex Killorn said, as a line, we keep it pretty simple. We do our best to get pucks behind their defensemen, as cliche as it sounds. In those situations, all three of us are all pretty good at protecting the puck down low. As a line, if we're making them play defense for a good third of the game, that's successful for us in what we're trying to do. Of course, Tampa had the last change when they're at home. The Rangers will have the last change tonight. They're going to try to find a way to get their top line away from that trio of players that messed them up in Tampa. That Rangers power play is the reason that they're in this deep in the playoff season. At this point in the Eastern Conference Finals, they're there because of that PP. The power play is sick, and they continue to roll. The bread man, Artemi Panarin, had a power play goal in Game 4. It was their 17th of the postseason on 53 tries. Their 32% conversion rate is the best in the playoffs through 18 games. The Rangers have scored a power play goal in 8 of their last 9 postseason games. That's crazy. Fox is at the blue line firing shots, making cross-ice passes, and Fox joins Makar of the Avs as the best young, at the blue line type quarterbacks in the league. They make it all click for their team. Cooper said he's shifty and deceptive. You have to defend him differently than other guys. He doesn't have the hardest shot in the world, but he knows how to get it through, and that can be even more dangerous. He knows where to put him. He knows what stick to shoot for, not necessarily trying to score, but knowing that he's going to put the puck in a position for someone to score. He keeps pucks in the zone. He anticipates where a defenseman's out is and where their clear is, and he always seems like he's in the right spot. He's a prototypical quarterback at the blue line. The Lightning know they can't stop Fox, so what they tried to do was stop Panarin and Zibanejad, and it worked. Cooper said, we got to try to keep the puck out of Panarin's hands a little bit and get Zibanejad less chances. They don't want to see the passes keep going to Zibanejad because he'll fire 100-mile-an-hour slappers from the circle every time on that left side. You know, injuries are starting to become a factor in this series. The Rangers never had any injuries in the first two rounds. The Penguins did. The Hurricanes did. The Rangers didn't. But Gallant knows that he's got problems now. They wanted Ryan Strome to be in the game. He got a lower body injury in Game 3 that he would play in Game 4 on Tuesday, and he did not play. Gallant's now saying he's day-to-day. They're going to need him tonight. And Philip Hedl, he's an important guy on that kid line for the Rangers. He left Game 4 in the second period with an upper body injury, and that hurt the Rangers. Gallant said Hedl is going to be fine, but we'll have to wait and see. And then center Barclay Goodrow, who blocked a big shot in Game 3 with his foot, was able to play in Game 4, but really wasn't himself. The guy that everybody keeps waiting for the Lightning is Braden Point to come back. He left Game 7 of the first round against the Leafs when he blew that knee out, is what it looked like to me. He definitely injured his knee, and he has been skating a lot with the team, and they hope he returns in this series. Cooper basically made it sound like if we go 7 games, you'll see him in the 7th game, kind of. That's what I was feeling. And if they win this series against the Rangers, they hope that he would be able to play in the Stanley Cup Finals. In Game 4, Pat Maroon got the Lightning going just 2 minutes 38 seconds into the first period. Funny, he was doing an interview with Messier and Chelios before the game and laughing and joking and saying, we got to keep it loose, we got to just have fun and play our game, and I got to bang with the bigs and take on whoever, even if it's Reeves. Then the guy goes out and has a goal to start the scoring for the Lightning. This guy's playing for his 4th straight Stanley Cup. Remember, he won one with the Blues and then won 2 back-to-back with the Lightning. Kucherov's been a badass for them. He scored on a breakaway at 13:07 of the second period. Boom, it was 2-0. And then Stamkos picked up a rebound to put the game away at 4:56 of the third. That was on the side of the doorstep. 3-zip Lightning. And Palat assisted on both of those goals. I mean, let's get it on tonight. Game 5, you know the Rangers play fantastic in New York. Let's see if they can win and go up 3-2 and force the Lightning to have to win Game 6.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game-changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client, Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.